It's not just Europe. Japan's Nikkei average fell for a third straight day today. Japan has been taking a hit lately, and America, it's your fault. That's according to Jesper Kohl. He runs an investment firm in Japan, and Mr. Kohl says the Japanese economy really took a tumble last month.
What happened in August was absolutely terrifying because exports to the United States dropped by 50%, 50. We've never actually seen anything like that. And Japan, as a result of these sharp drop-off in exports to America, for the first time in 26 years, actually recorded a trade deficit. I mean, you haven't heard of Japan running a trade deficit, you know, forever. Now, the slowdown in demand, the cutbacks in spending in the United States trickling over into the rest of the world is really starting to hurt the Japanese economy.
All right. Well, when the Japanese worry about their own economy, presumably they look back to the late 1990s when there was a financial meltdown there. Maybe you can describe what happened. It all had to do with the real estate sector and basically the sector going bust and the Central Bank of Japan bailing them out. Tell us more about what happened then.
You know, what happened in Japan in the 1990s is very similar to what is happening in America right now, in the sense that, you know, the banks made loans, the banks hold assets, and all of a sudden these assets start to decline in value. Now, the big difference between Japan in the 1990s and America today is that Japanese banks predominantly held real estate loans. In America, as you know, it's not just housing loans, but there is structure upon structure upon structure of derivative products that is structured over and above the simple mortgage loan, which is why America spiraled into this death trap much, much quicker than Japan did. Basically, in Tokyo, we have a saying is, you know, what in Tokyo took 13 years, in America takes 3 weeks.
And there are reverberations around the world. I mean, to what extent could the economy of Japan at the time in the late 90s be compared to, in terms of its international impact, compared to the American economy right now?
You can't really compare, you know, the Japanese economy in the 1990s with America's status in the world. I mean, one-third of global economic growth is the American consumer alone. You know, Japan at best is about 8 to 9% of global growth. So we're dealing in a very, very different scale of things. Plus, you've got to remember one other thing. Tokyo never was a global financial center. New York, Chicago, America is the global financial center.
So you run now, after being chief economist of Merrill Lynch Japan for 8 years, you run an investment advisor company called Tantalon Research Japan KK. What are you telling your clients right now about the
right now, you know, still cash is king. We've got an enormous amount of uncertainty. We've got a huge challenge to the global financial system. I think it is still too early to dip your toes in the water and start to buy up, you know, bargain basements. You know, but I mean, the world is not ending. The world of finance is not ending. Wall Street will exist. Sure, there is restructuring. Sure, there is consolidation. But the good news is that you've got a wonderful speed with which this is actually occurring. So it's not that the world is ending. It's just that we're having a huge adjustment that is coming through. And at the end of the day, America will look very similar to what has happened here in Japan. And in essence, what happened here in Japan, remember, Japan started out with 21 banks. There were 21 major banks at the start of Japan's banking crisis in the 1990s. After the banking crisis, we ended up with four. There were, you know, lots of mergers and acquisitions. A couple of banks actually did go bankrupt. And the streamlining, the consolidation in America is going on in a breathtakingly fast speed. And, you know, this $700 billion program hopefully is going to speed up that long overdue process.
That's Jesper Kohl, who runs an investment firm in Tokyo. He is the former chief economist for Merrill Lynch in Japan.